You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Let's start the show right there with the market update, a sense of how the markets have been moving throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by portfolio manager and director at Rand Swiss, Gary Boyson, to take a look at some of the market movements. Good evening, Gary. Lovely to catch up. Looks as though markets had a rough start to the month of February, particularly after the positive close that we saw on our local markets in January. But all in all, I mean, equity markets across the world also just having a bit of a rough start to the day.
Yeah, a lot of indices being hammered today. Also, the S&P 500 was down 0.5% on Friday evening, and I think we were playing a little bit of catch up to that as well. So we had the likes of the DAX down 1.5%. FTSE was also more than 1% lower. The CAC in Paris as well, also down well over 1%. The local market fared a little bit better despite the tweets from Donald Trump. The All Share Index finishing 0.54% lower, and that really was protected by the resource index. So resource index finished up 0.86%, and that was driven by the gold miners and some of the resource companies. So we had the likes of Sibanye-Stillwater up 1.28, Goldfields also up almost 2%. Harmony coming out with an update today, that's sending that stock up almost 3%. AngloGold up almost 5% as everyone focuses on gold. And of course, Vodacom also significant in the index, not necessarily the resource index, but also decent trading update and figures from them, that up almost 6%. So yeah, there were some bright spots in our market, and that did limit some of the damage. But really, where the pain was felt was in the financials. Financials down over 1% today as we digest the trade wars and a little bit of risk off creeps into the global markets.
And for the first time in a long time, when risk off has creeped into the market, we're actually seeing gold perform as the safe haven asset that it's known to be. I mean, reaching all time highs. Overly optimistic around the gold miners as well. What's happening in that space on the commodities front? I mean, I saw last week we had a really good run towards the end of the week for platinum and palladium, but gold clearly stealing all the limelight at the moment.
Yeah, so definitely gold. Currently trading $2,820 per ounce. Right up at those record highs. And as you say, there's lots of different ways to play gold, and one of them, is through the gold miners. And the gold miners, like I said, we had that update from Harmony today, and it's amazing to see how cheap it is for them to produce it, relatively speaking. So, in the Harmony update, we had their AISC, which is their all-in sustaining cost, it's between $960,000. To $985,000 per kilogram. And if you consider, if you take that gold price and you convert it to Rand, we're at about 1.7 million Rand per kilogram of gold. So you can see there's huge operating leverage there. If you can produce for almost half of what you can sell something for, all of that just drops drops straight to the bottom line. So shareholders can expect dividends. Share prices go absolutely berserk as earnings really improve. So it's I think an exciting time to be a trader of gold miners, because you get those big exaggerated movements. Of course, it is very leveraged to the gold price, and when the gold price does come off a little bit, you see big falls in the mining shares as well. But I think a lot of interest at the moment in gold, just because it has performed very well over the last 2 years. It typically, for South Africans, it is a currency hedge as well. So picking up either a gold ETF or some physical gold, or even by buying the gold miners, you do get that protection from a weaker currency, and a currency on the back of this risk off also moving out above 19 this morning. It has strengthened somewhat. So to the dollar, we're at about 18.70 currently after being above 19 in the morning. A lot of excitement around gold at the moment. And of course, over the last couple of quarters, we've seen huge central bank buying as well, which has helped to support prices. And when prices are going up, then investors get a little bit more excited, the momentum builds, they start buying the ETFs have to do the hedge, so they have to go and buy physical gold as well, and it becomes almost a self-fulfilling prophecy that it moves higher.
Gary, you mentioned the Rand performance, and obviously the Rand weakening ever so slightly at the start of the week ahead of where it closed out last week. How much of that has to do with the conversations that are on Truth Social and X and all these other platforms from the 47th president of the United States, and how much of it is just general market weakness around what's happening perhaps in other markets. I mean, looking at the South African picture, one could quite easily look at it and say the market is very reactive and might be a knee-jerk reaction that could self-correct itself.
Yeah, it's always different. A market price like a currency, and it's a composite of so many different factors. And we can see all emerging market currencies are weakening at the moment. So, a lot of this, I think, has to do probably more with the tariffs, implemented tariffs, obviously 25% on Mexico, 25% on Canada, 10% on China. I believe there's relief around energy products as well, and those will only be 10%. But really, I think what's happened is that the market has priced this very market friendly administration in the U.S. coming in, and they've almost forgotten a lot of the Donald Trump campaign promises around tariffs. And of course, this is his second term now. He doesn't really need to cater to the electorate. He can put through some of these policies, and there's, I think this was just a reminder that there's going to be quite a wild ride coming up, and as you say, that fear has kind of moved into the markets, affected all emerging market currencies. Obviously, the fact that we had a very specific tweet around the South African environment and potentially pausing all funding to South Africa, that exacerbates the fear. But once you actually drill into it and you look at kind of the funding that we receive from the US, it's not massive. It amounts to $440 million. Yes, so that is big, but in the context of trade between South Africa and the US, it's a little bit smaller. So it's more the perception that things are getting more risky. Obviously, there's kind of a subtle threat around the renewal of the AGOA. The AGOA agreements that will come in September of 2025. And, it really comes down to how much of this can you believe and how much of this is posturing by the Trump administration. And it's something that I think we mentioned in one of the first shows of the year, that this year investors need to expect these sensationalist headlines coming out regularly, and the market needs to learn to take them in their stride, because this is not going to be the last type of announcement like this. There's going to be these big headline-grabbing announcements that are going to almost be designed to spook markets, and it's interesting to see how markets react to that. So initially, as the U.S. market opened today, we were down almost 2% on the NASDAQ and the S&P 500, but we've quickly recovered, and we're only down around 0.5% at the moment. So you get the sense that the market is taking a lot of this in its stride. But yeah, absolutely. I think it will be a factor, but I don't think it's the driving factor today. And I think also with the resource index being up and our currency so linked to commodity counters and commodity exports, the correlation between commodity prices and the South African rand exchange rate, specifically the dollar rand exchange rate, is very, very high. So with the resource index lifting, I think that's mitigated a lot of the pressure that might have been felt on the currency. And again, we've also got to factor in things like we had load shedding this weekend. So there's a lot of negative news that I think the market is trying to digest at the moment. But given where we are currently, I think the market is taking this in its stride. It could have been a lot worse, but I think everyone is taking a wait-and-see approach, and you don't get the sense that it's panic stations just yet.
Buckle up, folks. We're going to be in this kind of environment until 2029. We'll leave the conversation there, Gary. Thanks so much for the time, as always. Gary Boyson, Portfolio Manager and Director at Rand Swiss, on some of the market movements today, some of the production updates that came out by some of the South African companies, and where we all stand.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.